last week I was speaking at a conference in Mount Hermon. It's a beautiful spot up in Northern California. And I was talking to the people about the fires in LA a year ago. And you know, all of you followed this wherever you were and probably in the world. But the interesting thing about the fires, my brother lost his home. He played for the Chicago White Sox. He has a home in Malibu because those kind of guys can afford homes in Malibu. It's kind of a rich place. And he lost his entire home. That's another story. But the interesting thing is, as shrubbery and trees and whatnot started kind of coming back, you know what the trees that came back were? The ones that had deep roots. And it's so interesting. I saw this. I was there watching this over the, you know, a few months. And again, my brother's house is devastated, but it was the deep roots. I want to challenge you today, no matter where you're at, no matter what's going on. I don't care if you're struggling with whatever issue that we get here, and we get them all. I want to challenge you to dig your roots deep. And I've got an incredible quote by Kay Warren. Kay Warren is the wife of Rick Warren, who's one of the more famous pastors from our life. And Kay's a friend, and she said this, and I want you to hear this. This relates to every one of you. Someone recently asked me how I survived my son's suicide. As maybe some of you know, that was a very public suicide. And Matthew was a wonderful young man, and he had a lot of trouble, and he committed suicide. So you can only imagine the heartbroken mother and the heartbroken father, heartbroken people who all knew him. She said to this person, "I set my spiritual roots deep into the character of God for more than 50 years. Circumstances tried to brutally rip out the tree of my faith, but the roots held deep." I want you to just ponder that for a minute with whatever you're going on. One of the things we have to do, we sometimes want to Band-Aid our problems. But really, what we also need to do is dig our roots deep. And Jesus spoke to this in the end of the Sermon on the Mount when he said, "We either build our house on the rock or we build our house on sand." And rain and wind and storms are going to come to everybody's life. And I'm sure that some of you who are listening today or who are watching on YouTube, you've got some tough things. And it may be an estranged child. It may be an estranged husband. It may be a porn addiction. It may be so many of the issues that people call. But what I want to say to you is that really one of the ways to get through this, I'm not saying all your problems are going to go away, but to get through is dig deep roots. And part of that means that we are committed to being devoted to God. And in doing that, we're in alignment with what his purpose is for our life. Never easy, but don't neglect digging those deep roots as you prepare for whatever is going to come your way. Good, bad, indifferent.
Yeah.
There you go. Jill?
I love that. Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking of that metaphor and how so often, I mean, it takes the hard work.
Yes.
And we want the quick solutions.
I know.
We want out of our pain right now.
Yeah. And it does take work. I was talking about this in my small group today. We're talking about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. And discipline takes work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the gym these days. And you know what? The resistance actually makes me stronger. So sometimes when tough things come and there's some resistance, you can get stronger by leaning into it, digging those roots deep.